us. And thank you all, for all of you in Sealy Lake, for showing up on this beautiful night. I appreciate the opportunity to be in front of you and appreciate Sealy Lake's sponsoring this. So I am Gail Gucci, but I'm going to tell you before my time starts what the Public Service Commission does. So the Public Service Commission is charged with protecting customers of utilities and other entities that they regulate, like telecom and transportation, from exorbitant prices while providing safe and reliable service. Kind of a wonky job. But these utilities and other services form natural monopolies, and that's why they need to be regulated. The other thing the Public Service Commission does is look at utilities' procurement plans and resource planning. They have a lot of jurisdiction over our major utilities, Northwestern Energy and MDU, Montana Dakota Utilities, much less regulation over telecom and transportation, pipeline safety and railroad safety, but much less regulation over that. The other important thing about the PSC that I think a lot of folks don't know is that it once was called the Rail, I think the original name was the Railroad Safety Commission when it was established 100 plus years ago. And that's because there was a lot of issues with railroad safety, and there's still issues with railroad safety. But now it's the Public Service Commission, and I think Jesse Lazlovich said it, it's also misnamed as the state auditor's offices, because in many states it's called the Public Utilities Commission, and which would make a lot more sense to voters, especially when they see it on the ballot and they don't know what the PSC is. The other thing the Public Service Commission does is it's quasi-judicial. So what does that mean? It's we're not judges. We don't have to be an attorney or a judge to sit on the PSC, but we sit in judgment on rate cases that Northwestern Energy brings before us, or transportation cases. And those are very much run like hearings. The people are sworn in, they give professional testimony, there's professional people who come and testify. So it's a quasi-judicial body, just sort of an interesting little fact.
Okay.
So, get it, Bob?
The only thing different is that we actually, the only thing I would add is that we actually sit between the utility and the Montana Consumer Council. Mm-hmm. The Consumer Council represents the public, and of course, the utility represents themselves. So we sit in the middle.
Yep, that's kind of what I opened with, is that we, Okay, so a little bit on me. I'm Gail Gritchie. I'm from Missoula. One other thing about the PSC, this district is seven counties. So it's PSC District 4. There are five districts in the state. And this is Granite, Powell, Ravalli, Missoula, Sanders, Mineral, Lincoln counties. So it's not a statewide race, but it's a regional race. Anyway, I'm from Missoula, and I've lived there for 24 years. I sat in the legislature, in fact, served with Bob Lake from 1999 through 2005. Served four terms in the House of Representatives. On my last term, I was elected Democrat whip. And then I served one term on the Public Service Commission from 2009 through 2012. While I was on the commission, I served two years as vice chair of the commission. And while I was on the commission, I was really active in what's called NARUC, which is the Trade Association for Utility Regulators, National Association of Regulatory Utility Commissioners. And I talk about that because I was very active on the Energy Resources and Environmental Committee, at the national level. When I was on the commission, I worked hard to bring a conservation ethic and to bring more conservation and more renewable energy into our portfolio. I still am running on that platform. I think it's really important that we utilize all the resources that we have, obviously in Montana, and we have them all here. It's nice to have so many homegrown Montana resources. However, we are moving into a new energy future. We're transitioning right now, and we have to be prepared for that future. And the Public Service Commission does have a say in what our portfolio looks like. Already, just in the last few years, even since Bob's been on the commission, the portfolio for Northwestern Energy has changed significantly. So now it's because they bought back the dams, 37% hydro. and 15% wind, 10% wind, and only 25% coal. So our energy future is shifting, and the Public Service Commission certainly has a say in how that energy future looks and where we'll go in the future. I think most of you in this room know that Colstrip Unit 1 and 2 are being decommissioned in the next few years. Nothing to do with the Public Service Commission. That's all to do with two states who own those units, Washington and Oregon, making the decision to move forward into a cleaner energy future. And their legislatures determining that they, in fact, want to buy cleaner power. Montana can certainly provide that power, and we should provide that power. We've always been a state that exports power. We should continue to do that. We can continue to export power and bring jobs with solar and wind and a cleaner energy future, which is being demanded, not only in other states, but even in our states. So I'm running on that platform, and I'm sure we'll talk a little more about that in a few minutes.
Thank you very much. I'm Bob Lake, currently sitting as one of your Public Service Commissioners, representing the District 4. A little bit of background about me, those of you that are not familiar with me. I live in Hamilton, was born and raised in Ronan, came off a farm up there. My family continues to farm in that area, and I spent my business life, 38 years in the animal feed farm supply business. I'm sure that somebody in this room probably used our product. Lakeland Feeds, we had a dealer up here in the Cedar Lake area for quite a few years. We sold that in 2000. My wife is sitting back here and came with me tonight. We just celebrated our 58th anniversary. Actually, you have a gentleman in your community, Roger Johnson with Pyramid Lumber. He and I were in the Army together, and he was dating Rhea at that time, and I was dating Faith, and we used to make trips as often as we could from Fort Lewis and Washington. We were both stationed there and kept our sweetheart role going at that time. We both got married back then, and we both are still married right now. But it's Cedar Lake has got a warm spot in my life. It's a good spot, lovely area. As your Public Service Commissioner, the main role that you're looking to us to fulfill for you is to watch out for you when a utility comes in and is looking for an increase in rates. We do have the obligation, by statute, of making sure that that utility, in the process of bringing you reliable, dependable, predictable energy, it has to be high quality, it has to be something they can use, but we have the obligation to the utility as well to make sure that they have enough revenues that they can continue to grow, that they can do the O&M, the operation maintenance, keep that product coming to you, but also an adequate revenue to attract investors so the growth of that company continue to go on. This is a big role. We have a great staff, one of the smallest agencies in the state of Montana. We only have about 33 people. Right now we're a little under that. We do have two railroad inspectors for the safety. We're putting a third one on. We're in the process of looking for that right now. But it's a job that somebody in that position has got to understand business. You have to know how to read a balance sheet. You have to look at what they're bringing to us and decide whether or not that is in the best long-term interest for the people in Montana. Thank you very much.
So let me ask the same question that I was asking, to distinguish between the two, but not in terms of experience, but what would you or what would you expect you to do different as a commissioner from Gail and vice versa?
Well, there is a difference between us. The company, regulation of utilities, quite frankly, should not be a political seat. Our job is to take care of the consumer and to take care of the utility. We have that middle-of-the-road, quasi-judicial position to take care of. But we are. The one thing about it is whether or not you are driven by an ideology or you're driven by a basic business philosophy. That's the main difference between us. I think we do have that separation. We both sat as vice chair for the commission for 2 years. It's a 2-year position, but it is a job that you need to take the time, you need to commit the time in order to do it right. Gail mentioned that the hydros were purchased this last time. It was something north of 36,000 documents that we had to review. You have to be able to commit the time to it.
Thank you. Thank you, Klaus. I think several things separate us. I mentioned one right at the start of my, when we started to talk tonight, which is that I really believe in conservation, not only renewable energy, but conserving energy, because by far the least expensive energy we have and we use is the energy we don't use. It's the energy we save. It comes in at between 20 and 23 dollars per megawatt hour. So it's really important. But also, I think we think about this position quite differently. Bob's made a couple of votes recently that I wouldn't have made. One vote was to grant, and both of these votes were at the request of Northwestern Energy, to grant Northwestern Energy the opportunity to collect from its customers $8.2 million due to an outage that happened at Colstrip, which is always unfortunate. It's not good when a big generator goes down. But that outage was due to a poor business plan on the part of Northwestern Energy's. And that would have gone into rates. I disagree with that vote. I don't believe in it at all. There was a second vote, and that was recently to suspend the rate for solar development in Montana, again at the request of Northwestern Energy. And again, perhaps that rate does need to be changed, but that needs to be done in a full case, full rate case, and not at the request of the utility.
Okay, questions?
Yes, I'll be the first. Sure. That's the thing about this job, it's pretty wonky. So the PSC, Northwestern Energy, comes often, as do other utilities, as do transportation folks, and ask for rate increases or rate changes. That's what the commission does a lot of, decide what's a fair and just rate. And by the way, a fair and just rate does not necessarily mean an inexpensive rate. Just keep that in mind. It could, and we try to make it that way. But so the Northwestern Energy came to the commission recently, very recently, and asked that it suspend the rate that the that it pays to its solar companies that it currently was paying, because they thought it was too much money. That may be the case. But the commission said, well, this is an emergency, we have to make this decision right now, and they suspended the rate, which then put a lot of companies who are doing business in this state, hundreds of them, in the lurch. They don't know what they'll be paid, they don't know if they can continue to develop their solar business. The reason I disagree with the vote is because, A, I didn't think it was an emergency, and B, when Northwestern Energy wants a rate change, they need to come and have a full-blown hearing where all the parties get to come before the commission and make their case. Does that make sense?
Okay. Let's deal with the facts of what we have. There is a rate called the QF1 rate, which is a qualified facility rate. That qualified facility rate is a definition from the federal government. We have the obligation to keep that date or that rate up to date all the time. That has not been reviewed for about 2.5 years. Under the current leadership, that's just been slid off and continued to go. That rate is $66.25, I believe. The average rate today, today's market, is somewhere around 32 or 33. What happened when the legislature put a drop the limit on what they call the maximum level of the QF production that would that could get that rate, they moved it from 10 megawatt to 3. That opened the door that anybody that had anything under 3 megawatt generation would get this rate. If the rate's correct, then people are not going to be hurt. But there was out-of-state groups, excuse me for going a little bit long, it takes a little explanation. Out-of-state groups got together with a group of homeowners, and they were putting 3 megawatts on many, many roofs. Northwestern Energy came to us. They had something in excess of 300 megawatts of generation that was going to be forced into the rate base for the people in Montana. It would have been an absolute disaster for 25 years to come. These come with 25-year contracts. We had to get it stopped.
Yes, there's a province in Canada that has basically cut back their solar and wind generation by a considerable amount because the cost was too high. And I'm wondering, that generation capacity is intermittent and can't be counted on necessarily, so you also have to have the fossil generators to back them up, and of course the hydro. So if you encourage the development of these other sources, aren't you necessarily forcing the rates to go up for a non-qualified product, or not unqualified, but a variable product?
You hit it dead on. If you bring in an intermittent rate generation, no matter where it's coming from, you do have to have base load. You say fossil fuel, but it's base load to back it up at any one time. Case in point, week before Thanksgiving last year, everybody knows how cold it was, 30 below zero, etc., across the state of Montana. You know how much wind generation we had during that entire week? Absolutely zero. You have to have base load, and that base load costs money. You're going to spend more for it. Intermittent, when it's forced into the supply channels, comes in, forced in, and you cannot shut it down. So we, as the utility, not the we, the utility, but the state of Montana, ratepayers, are forced into paying that higher rate, even while we have to sell the generation to other places.
So it's an interesting fact about the portfolio that Northwestern Energy currently has. And I started to talk about it a little in my opening, but so we have 37% hydro because the dams have been bought back. That comes in at somewhere around $62 per megawatt hour, 60? $55 per megawatt hour. Then we have coal. That's the second most expensive thing we have at about $65 per megawatt hour. Then we have wind. That's far less expensive, between 32 and 40, depends upon the per megawatt hour, the wind facility. And so we have all this mix. And then we have market, we buy on the market. And we have other, we have a tiny, tiny bit of solar. We have other things in the mix too. But it's not true that solar and wind are more expensive than legacy power. That's not true. They're in fact less expensive. We do of course have to have base power. And when I was on the commission, we approved, and it's now up and running, the David Gates natural gas facility over by Anaconda. And we have to have that. And what does it do? It helps balance wind. And so it's really hugely important. But it's interesting, and you can go online and go to the PSC website and look up their portfolio and the costs of the various sources of power.
Okay, we have time for one more. Okay.
Gail mentions quite often about conservation. How does the Public Service Commission actually encourage conservation, and how would you actually go about promoting that?
Sure. So when I was on the Public Service Commission, the utility, that'd be Northwestern Energy, and I believe MDU too, but I more specifically remember Northwestern Energy, acquired more conservation on its system. So it acquires more conservation literally through various programs where you save energy. Some of those are on our side of the meter, and some of them are on their side of the meter. So when I left, Northwestern Energy had acquired about 6% of conservation or energy efficiency or conservation efficiency, either way you want to look at it. So you can encourage some utilities in, or some utility commissions actually don't allow their utilities to buy power that costs more than conservation. So they require, until they reach their limit of conservation. So encouraging them to acquire all the conservation they can through many different programs is really important. And we did it a lot when I was on the commission. I'm not sure what the commission is doing right now with it.
Conservation is part of all of our lives. But, and this may be the difference when you're asking the difference between the two of us. I believe that if you're going to conserve, if we're going to ask our seniors, our people out here that maybe on the lower income, to turn down the thermostats, to switch the light bulbs, to drop the, you know, shut all the lights off, everything else, is it a good deal? Yeah. Should they do it? Yeah. But I believe if you're going to do that, you better see it as a reduction in your bill. We don't want to bring the bills up while we're paying somebody else not to produce. This is not conservation in anything other than making somebody feel good because we aren't using as much. We're having conservation to try to get you to get leave more money in your pocket, not to move that money that's supposed to go to your pocket into somebody else's. Thank you.
And now we come to the closing statements. Gail started.
Oh, I close.
Rock starts.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for having us. It's always a pleasure to come up to the Cedar Lake area. It's a beautiful fall day, as I've heard earlier today. There is a difference between us. I think, I totally believe, that if you're going to be a good public service commissioner, you have to represent all the people in Montana. You cannot represent any particular group. Do I like solar? I like solar if it fits your program. Do I like wind? Wind fits very well. But I really like base. We have to be able to keep that power going through the lines. My real big concern is that we are going to get ourselves in a position when we have wind here, we've got home mounted solar. It'll be a good deal, they save money, yes. But there's a point in time that we are gonna run out of money to keep that line charged and pay for the upkeep on that line, trying to get from any generation to your house. If you want the power on, at some point in time, you're gonna have to start paying for that operation maintenance of the grid. It's nothing to do with generation. It has everything to do with getting the power from who has it, where it's generated, to your house to make sure your lights turn on.
Well, thank you again for having us here tonight. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. It is true that what we most want to have happen is that when you walk in this room, you can flip the light on, the light comes on. You can turn the water comes on, and you can turn the heat on, and it comes on. And that is our baseline responsibility, is to make sure that you get the utilities, the power, the resources you need at a cost that's fair and just and reliable, safe service. That's the most important thing. And it's true that that shouldn't be a partisan issue. I think where we're different is how we think about that energy future and how we think about getting those resources and where they're going to come from and how they're going to power up Montana. and power up Montana jobs. Right now, Northwestern Energy has 225 megawatts of wind on its system. There are 2,000 megawatts of wind being developed in Montana right now. Now, it won't all be rate-based by the utility, no chance of that. That's way more than it needs. But Montana can continue to be a net exporter of good, clean energy and produce jobs. Those jobs right now, there's hundreds of jobs being produced right now with that wind development, and it represents some $11 billion in investment. So that is jobs, that is economic building. When I was on the PSC before, I helped forge a bipartisan working majority. That was an important thing. We got a lot done, the three of us, as a five-person commission, the three of us worked together. We got Spion-Cop online, that's the 40-megawatt wind farm that's up by Judith Gap. We got the David Gates Natural Gas Generating Station online. We held the lid on prices for customers. We started to move into the cleaner energy future. I want to go back to the commission because I think the current commission is out of balance. It's all members of one party. I think they don't always make the best decisions. I told you about a couple that I disagreed with earlier. And I'd sure appreciate your vote on November 8th. Thank you for having us.